Hey, thank you so much for tuning into the podcast today. I hope this message will bless, encourage, and challenge you to walk into all that God has for you. So I hope you're ready for it. I'm excited for you to hear it. Let's get into it. Hey, what is up, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning into the Jay Makopa podcast.
Oh, yes!
Yes! If you're here for the first time, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm hoping this is going to be a blessing. But if this is not your first time, if you have been coming and you have been loyal, I want to give you something really quickly. I want to give you an extra massive. Okay.
Oh,
one
yes.
One more time. Extra massive. That one is just for you. Okay. So thank you for everyone who's been tuning in, who's just been loyal and been blessed and sharing the podcast. I'm really grateful for you guys. But if you're here for the first time, let me not leave you out. Let me give you one more, an extra immersive, okay? But guys, I'm so happy that you are here. Once again, this is the lockdown season. So I make these videos because on Sundays, people can't go anywhere, basically because of the coronavirus right now in the country. Everyone is stuck home. So I'm hoping these videos are going to be an encouragement and a blessing to everyone who would tune in, basically. So believing this is going to be really good. I'm really trusting it's going to be good, and I'm hoping you're going to be blessed by it. Again, for the podcast, if you're listening on one of the podcast platforms, please subscribe to it. Please do a review. Please write a review. Rate the podcast. I'd really appreciate it. And shout out to everyone who's done a review and written something cool so far. I really do appreciate it. But let us get into the message right now. I'm really excited about it. So let's pray and then let's get into it. So God, I come before you. I thank you for everyone who is tuning in right now. I pray, God, that you would bless them. I pray also, God, that you would give me grace to just share this message in a way that's going to bless them and encourage them. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we say amen. Amen. So guys, today, the message I want to preach is called, or speak to you about, is called Rise Again. You know, many of us, we go through things that they really break us down. They really destroy our faith. They really, and sometimes it's not even a thing of you are being broken down. Sometimes it seems like things are dead. Things are over and you give up on them. But there is a teaching in the Bible that tells us that dead things can come back to life. And our whole faith is based on hope, and it's based on the fact that don't give up because things can turn around. Now, I don't know what it is in your life that may be broken, that may be affected, hurt, dismantled, destroyed, but through this message, I'm hoping that you'll see that with God and in Christ, that things can turn around and dead things can come back to life again. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 14 says, this is why it is said, wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead and Christ will shine on you. The Bible even says, it says, rise from the dead. And I'm believing that in this message, that there are some things that maybe you will look at in your life, in your family, in relationships that you've had, that you will say, you know what? These things can rise again. I have faith. You'll have hope. You'll have the power. And you'll even have the scripture and the teaching that's going to help you be able to be confident in the fact that God can turn it around. So let's go to the book of John chapter 11, verse 23 to 26. Now we're just going to go through a very famous story. This is the story of Lazarus. And it's a story that, let me just break it down really quickly. There are two sisters who had a brother who was sick. And this whole family is close to Jesus. Now, when the brother Lazarus is sick, they send a message to Jesus, who's out the town where they live. And they say, Jesus, he is sick. Can you please come and heal him? Now, Jesus doesn't come when they ask him to come. Jesus actually comes after Lazarus dies. So now this whole story takes place when Jesus is coming to the family after the funeral, when everything is done. Now you can imagine, it's over. When everything is over, when they were asking him to come earlier, he comes later, and this is what happened. So John chapter 11, verse 23 to 26, Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha answered, I know he'll rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this? You see, often when we go through something, when something is dead, when we go through a broken situation, we are in a place where we are saying, it's done. But what Jesus says, it says, do you believe that it can turn around? And I'm asking you today, do you believe that the situation can turn around? Because what Martha was doing, and it's something we do too, when we go through a situation, we are looking for the answer or the solution of the problem. We're looking for the way out. And sometimes we even pray to God for a way out. But Jesus here, Martha is believing for a resurrection, or she's speaking about a resurrection. And Jesus is saying, I am the resurrection. He's saying, Martha, what you were looking for is me. Stop looking for answers and looking for miracles, because I am your miracle. And this is what we must understand. And I want you to understand that God is your miracle. God is your hope. God is your answer. Turn to him. Even when it seems like things are over, when it seems like things are destroyed, turn to him. I want you to know something, that everyone falls. Everyone goes through something that is like a dead situation. Everyone goes through a moment where they have prayed to God and things didn't work out. It doesn't mean that you are close to God if things are going to work out. Everyone goes through the highs and goes through the lows. It doesn't mean that God is not near you. But I want you to know, it doesn't matter what mistake, you can rise again. It doesn't matter if your marriage is in a crisis, it can rise again. It doesn't matter if your business is in a crisis, it can rise again. It doesn't matter that if your relationship may be in like this dead situation, or just relationships around you just seem to not have life in them, they can rise again. Jesus asks, do you believe that he is the answer? Now let's go to John chapter, continuing in the passage, John chapter 11, verse 28 to 32. It says, after she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. This is Martha at first was speaking to Jesus. Now this is the other sister. Now Martha, after she had said this to Jesus, she went back and called her sister Mary aside and said, the teacher is here, she said, and is asking for you. When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet entered the village, but he was still at the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews when the Jews who were in the house with Mary, comforting her, noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to mourn there. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, Lord, if you had been there, my brother would not have died. Now, I just want to pick up a few things here. We see that Martha was with Jesus. And then when Martha has spent time with Jesus, she goes to her sister Mary. Now, where is Mary? Mary is surrounded with people who are comforting her in her pain, comforting her in her dead situation, in her mourning. The Bible even says they are comforting her. Now, you know, you have to be careful about the people who you allow to comfort you, even the people who will tell you that they are there for you. Because some people, even though they're there for you, they're not helping the situation change. Even though they are there, even though they are helping, even though they are praying with you, they're not helping you or pushing you towards the true answer. Sometimes we can have friends who, you know, with good hearts, they're there, but they're not keeping our eyes on God. They're keeping our eyes on the problem. And each time you keep your eyes on the problem, it is always going to affect your faith. We need people like Martha who will remind us that, hey, Jesus is there and he's calling for you. Go to him. Go to Jesus. I want to ask you, do you have people like Martha in your life? And if you do, make sure you keep them in your life. Make sure you keep them and thank them. Even send them messages and saying, thank you for always pointing me to God when things were hard. You know, because Martha was saying, hey, don't focus on the pain. Focus on the promise of God. But let's not just say we need Marthas. Sometimes we need to be Martha to other people. Where sometimes you will see someone going through something and all they are surrounded by is mourners, people who are crying, people who are focusing on the problem. Sometimes you have to be the one who's going to come and say, hey, there is still hope. Go to Jesus, turn to him. I hope this message is really reaching out to you, because even when I'm speaking to it, I feel touched by it. We can all go through things that can be like dead situations. It can be in health. It can be in a career. It can, like I said, be in relationships. It can be in all types of ways. But we must believe that they can rise again. And I'm saying again to you, it can rise again. You may be looking at a situation, a relationship, a business, something on your mind, a dream, and you may be like, that thing is dead, that thing is over. I want you to know it can rise again with God. Nothing is impossible with Him. So I want us to go through 3 points that we can pick up from this, that we can take from the story and we can walk with as we are going to go on a journey of believing again, of saying that, hey, things can rise again. The first thing, point number one, I ask you to take notes sometimes as you're listening to this message. It just helps you to process more or just listen to this again. But point number one is believe that there is hope. You see, when you go through a hard thing, you can often find yourself asking yourself, is this going to change? And the thing that we do often is we give up on the situation and we begin to say, how am I going to deal with my loss? You know, Mary, Martha had lost their brother. And I'm sure they were in a place where it's like, it's done. It's over. Now they are asking themselves, how are we going to cope? How are we going to get through this? And we are often in that same place. But I want to ask you today, do you believe that there is hope? You see, that is the first step that you have to have when you want to see things change in your life. You have to believe there is hope. In John chapter 11, verse 39 to 40, Jesus says, take away the stone. But Lord, Martha said, the sister of the dead man, by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there for 4 days. And Jesus says, did I not tell you if you believe? Jesus says, didn't I tell you that if you believe, you'll see the glory of God? If you believe that there's hope, you will see great things. If you believe, Jesus says, didn't I just tell you? Because Jesus was beginning the process of bringing change. Jesus was beginning the process of healing, of bringing hope. But she was still in a place of unbelief. You know, in those days, the Jews believed, the people believed in that day that there is hope for someone to rise from the dead if in 3 days after they die. If you die, they count 3 days and they say, there's hope here. But then if those 3 days pass, they mean it's done. This person is not going to rise from the dead again. Now, you know, sometimes you can go through a situation where it's like you go through something and you say, you know what, if change can happen this year, there's still hope. You know, if things can change this week, you know, there's still hope. But if this week passes, it's done. Now imagine someone coming in after that, after the period where you said there's hope, they come in. You know, God specializes in those moments. God specializes in those moments. Can we go to Luke chapter 11, verse 23? Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been there, my brother would not have died. Chapter 11, verse 21. She says, Lord, if you had been there, my brother would not have died. What Martha was saying was, God, you should have come when things were possible. You know, there are things in your life that you will say, you know what, it's possible now. At this moment, it's possible. If this happens, it's possible. And we want God to come into our frame of possibility. See, when we think it's possible, we want God to move. But when we say it's impossible, we think also with God it's impossible. You know, that's basically what Mary was saying. It says you should have come while he was sick. While he was still alive, you could have healed him. But now the situation is too bad. Now, nobody, not even you, not me, not anyone, should be in a place where we're looking at God and we're saying, God, this is too hard for you. She was almost saying that. God, it's too hard for you. Do you believe things that there are things that are too hard for God? You know, sometimes we really struggle with that because there are things that it's like, I don't think this can change. You may feel like it can't change. And this is where Martha was. But you have to believe again. You have to believe, even when it seems impossible, that God can turn it around. Let's look at John chapter 11, verse 25 to 26. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me, even though they die. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this? I think this comes down, like I said, to the first point is, do you believe that things can change? Do you believe that things can come together again? You know, sometimes people say prayers to God. They say prayers to God and they'll be, have you ever done that actually? You know, you'll pray and there'll be like something you don't actually believe it can happen, but you just pray in any case. You know, you have to really check your heart when you're praying to God for big prayers. When you're thinking about maybe something you're going through, you really have to check your heart and really see, make sure that, hey, my faith is where it's supposed to be. God, I believe there is hope. I believe there is hope. I believe there's hope. Come on, you have to believe there's hope. Believe there's hope for your family. Believe there's hope for your finances. Believe there's hope for your studies. Believe there is hope. Come on, I want to stir that up in your heart. Begin to really, don't just watch a video. I want in your heart to you to be saying, I believe. I believe that even though there are things that were broken, there are things that have died in my life, that they can come back to life. I have hope. That's point number one. That's point number one. Number two is roll away the stone. You see, when Jesus was about to call Lazarus to come back to life again, he said, move the stone. Because what they would do is they would put people into a tomb. There would be like a grave. They'd put people in a tomb and then they'd roll this big rock in front of the entrance. Now, if you are believing for something that was dead to come back to life, point number two, like I said, is roll away the stone. What do I mean? Roll away the obstacles that are bringing you towards God. Roll away the obstacles, the things that are getting in your way of growing your faith, the things that are in your way of seeing God. You know, some of the things, you can find yourself in a cave of hurt. You can find yourself in a cave of regret. You can find yourself in a cave of tragedy. You can find yourself in a cave and you're surrounded even by thoughts of suicide. But you have to make sure that you see the things that are in your way. You see the things that are actually in your way and you begin to move them out of the way. There are things, what is it? It could be offense. It could be anger. It could be habits. It could be things or people that are in your way. You have to look at the things that are in your way from getting you to God, because Lazarus was dead. He was in the tomb. And until that stone moved, there was no way of him getting to Jesus. Now, there are many people, and it may be people like you, that there are things in your way of getting towards God. You are like Lazarus in a tomb and you were in a dead situation. There's pain, there's darkness around you, and you know God is calling you, but there are things in your way. If you want to see true change, if you want to see breakthrough, you have to move those things out the way. You have to move them out the way because they are not bringing you any help. They are not going to bring you any joy. They're not going to bring you any peace. Yes, they may sound like they're going to keep you secure, because when you have a big rock in front of you, it seems like it's keeping you secure. It seems like it's keeping you in a safe place, in a comfort zone, in a safe area. But those things, the things that are keeping you away from God, are never going to bring health, help. They're not going to bring happiness. They're not going to bring peace. They're not going to bring joy. They won't bring restoration or transformation in your life. You have to move them. Ask yourself, what needs to move? You see, point number one was, hey, I need to have hope. Point number two is, what's in my way of getting closer to God? Because Jesus said that he is the resurrection. You know, sometimes maybe your answer is financial breakthrough. Maybe your answer is, I need peace. Maybe your answer is, I need help in my family. Whatever it is that you are looking for, Jesus was saying that the thing you are looking for is me. So point number two is, move the things that are getting in your way of getting closer to God. And you have to be honest with yourself. It can be music, movies, things you're watching, things you're listening to, places you're going. And maybe even in this lockdown time is a good time for you to really assess your life and say, what are the things that must move out the way so I can get closer to God? Because maybe you've been living your life in a certain way. You've been living your life doing things how you want to do them. And you've been accepting things that are keeping you away from God. But you have to now come to a point where you say, you know what? If I want God to do great things in my life and there are things that are keeping me away from God, those things must go. Ask yourself, what are those things today? What are those things that you have accepted that are holding you away from God? And I ask you, even say a prayer to God to say, God, expose those things to me so I would move them. So number three, John chapter 11, verse 43, in the story of Lazarus, that we can learn as things can rise again. Again, I want to tell you, what is it that has died? What is it that is painful? What is it that you've given up on? I want to let you know that it can rise again. So again, John chapter 11, verse 43, it says, when Jesus had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice. He said, Lazarus, come out. See, Jesus was specific in when he spoke. You see, this may be something that may be a little bit weird, even in the concept of what I'm saying, but the point number three is you must speak to dead things. You see, our thoughts have voices. Situations have voices. I'm sure you've experienced a situation where you're going through something and you're hearing voices about what's going on. There are voices, there are beliefs that will begin to come into your mind of, hey, what's happening with my parents? This is not going to change. Hey, what's happening in my finances? Hey, this means this. Hey, what's happening in my health? Hey, this means this. And then all these thoughts are beginning to run in your mind. And then sometimes those situations, they become dead situations. And it's like, it's done. It's over. Conversations are done. You know what? Let's move on from this. You see, what you must learn to do is learn to speak to dead situations. Learn to speak to dead situations. Romans chapter 10, verse 8, it says, but what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the message concerning the faith that we proclaim. You see, there are things that you need to speak. Begin to speak it out. Because sometimes you say, I believe something, and you believe it in your heart and you're quiet about it. But what you need to learn to do is begin to speak it. Let your mind, your ears and your mind hear what the confession is of your mouth. You know, the Bible tells us that our faith, it comes through hearing. And this is why I want to encourage you that if there is something that is dead, something that it looks like there's no hope concerning a situation in your life, you have to begin to speak life into that dead thing. Begin to speak God's word. Begin to speak hope. Begin to speak peace. Even when you're just by yourself, begin to speak and say what God's word says concerning those situations. In Romans chapter 10, verse 9, it says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that he is raised from the dead, you will be saved. So the Bible, again, it is telling us that there is power in what we say and in what we believe. So what are you believing about your situation? What are you believing about what you're going through? And what are you saying about it? Are you saying, you know what, it's over? Are you saying, you know what, it's difficult? Are you saying, you know, I don't think it's going to change? Or are you saying, you know what, God is greater. God is in control. I believe God can turn this around. I believe God's hand is greater than the situation I'm going through. I believe no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I believe that what it says in Romans 8 verse 28, where the Bible tells us that God turns all things to the good of those who love him. Do you speak those things, or are you just speaking out of your pain and out of your frustration? Again, I hope that this is being a blessing to you. You see, because the words you speak can carry positivity. Words that we speak, they carry life. You know, someone can get into a situation, begin to say things, or get into a room, begin to say things, and the stuff you are saying can bring the mood down and can affect people's moods, can affect people's hearts, can affect how people are just thinking about a situation. Or someone can walk into a room and begin to say great things and begin to say good things and begin to bring encouragement. And what that's going to do, it's even going to change the atmosphere in the room. And this is something that you must do wherever you find yourself, in your family, in your work situation, wherever you find yourself. Again, speak to the dead things. Don't just say it's over. Don't just say, you know what, I'm just going to be quiet. I'm just going to leave it how it is. No, have faith that it can rise again. And then number four, Number four, the last thing. I think I said three things, but I'm going to give you an extra massive last one. So the fourth thing is that you must unwrap the dead things. Unwrap the dead things. So John chapter 11, verse 44. It says, the dead man came out, speaking about Lazarus. His hands and feet were wrapped in strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to him, take off the grave clothes and let him go. Take off the grave clothes and let him go. So I want you to know that while you were believing for a change, while you're believing for God to bring a dead thing to life again, when you're in that place and you're saying, God, I'm believing for you to bring this change, you have to also get to a place where you're going to unwrap. Because you know what happens when we go through pain, when you go through a dead situation, sometimes you begin to wrap it with, you begin to close it. You close it with certain beliefs. You close it sometimes with things that are not positive. You close your situation and you say, you know what, I'm wrapping this thing up. I'm wrapping it up and I'm saying it's done. And I'm leaving it aside. Now, when you unwrap, it means that, you know what, there's still life here. When you unwrap something, you're saying, you know what, there's still work to be done here. You know, have you heard of a term called it's a wrap? When you say it's a wrap, it means it's done. But when you are unwrapping the thing that's dead, and that's one thing I want to encourage you to begin to do. Look at some things that maybe you've said it's a wrap. It's done. It's over. It's a wrap. I'm done with this thing. I'm done with believing for this. I'm done with believing for my family. I'm done with believing for my dream. I'm done with believing. And begin to, if you are believing that God is going to bring life, that he's going to raise things up again, come on, I believe there are people right now, you're listening to me and you're really hearing me. You're saying there are things that you want to come back to life again. There's maybe it's your prayer life. Maybe it's your connection to God. Maybe it's your serving in church. Maybe it's a business. Whatever it could be that you've just dropped it. I want to encourage you, begin to unwrap it. Begin to unwrap it. Begin to unwrap it, because God wants to bring life again. God wants to bring hope again. God wants to bring help again. God wants to bring health again. God wants to bring joy and happiness and strength again into some areas in your life. Begin to unwrap it again. Begin to look at it again. Begin to say, you know what, maybe this can work again. Begin to look at it and say, you know what, let me not throw it out. Maybe bring it back into the house. Maybe bring it back into your heart. Maybe bring it back into your prayers, because sometimes your prayers that we stop praying, unwrap it, bring it back and say, you know what, God, I believe you will bring help. I believe that, God, you can make it rise again. Now, I want to say a prayer really quickly for someone who is listening to me and you are saying, I need some things to rise again. I need my faith to rise again. You need your strength to rise again. You just need something to come back to you. Something maybe that you had with God, but because of life, things have just brought a deadness to your walk with God, or a deadness in relationships, good friendships that you may have had. And you are saying, I'm believing for a miracle, that something that may have died, you are believing that it's going to come back again. I want to say a prayer with you, and I just want to connect with you right now and just say, hey, let's come before God and let's believe. His word says in the beginning, we had a verse where it says, arise, O sleeper. It says, rise from the dead. Rise from the dead. Jesus rose from the dead. The Bible speaks heavily about dead things coming to life again. And if there's something that's dead in your life, let's begin to pray that God would bring an answer today. Let's pray together. God, I come before you. I thank you so much, God, again, that we have this opportunity to be with you. We thank you that you are God of miracles. We thank you that you hear us when we pray. And Father, there are people who are listening right now who are going through things, who maybe, my God, they have given up on dreams. They've given up on finding help, sometimes even finding help in you. But God, we believe that you are God who can bring dead things back to life again. People, my God, their prayer lives are dead. Their relationships are dead. Their dreams that are dead. Their hopes that are dead. There is peace that is dead. God, I pray in the name of Jesus. Hear each heart. Hear each person who cries unto you, my God. See each tear that falls. I pray, my God, see every frustration, my God, and bring a resurrection. Bring life again. Bring hope again. I pray that the person listening either on podcast or listening via the video, may even as I am praying now and they are praying, may this prayer begin to bring hope and life, my God. May they begin to see situations that were hopeless as situations that actually have hope. God, I pray in the name of Jesus. May your hand be over your children, be over your sons, be over your daughters. Raise us up to be people of faith, people of hope, my God, and people, my God, who are ready to be courageous and to believe in possibilities in you. God, there is nothing that is impossible with you, and we trust you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray and we say amen. Amen. So thank you so much once again for tuning in. I hope this was a blessing. This is the J.Mo Kwapa podcast. Again, I want to ask you if it's on YouTube, please subscribe there. If it's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, please subscribe there. Rate, review it, share it. Guys, that was lockdown season. Take care. Please share the video, share the podcast. Let's get this message out there. God bless. Hey, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I just want to ask you to please subscribe and write a review about what you heard, about what you liked, and maybe even something you'd like me to speak about in the future. And also, please just share it with someone else who you know would really enjoy it, or someone who would really just be blessed by the episode, or maybe just the whole podcast. Please, let's just spread word out about it. But once again, thank you so much. I hope you have a great day, a great week. I hope you're doing well. Stay tuned, because there's so much more to come. Take care. God bless.